Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. It is March 7th, 2020, and it is another episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one, the only, that's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, Jeffrey Rochelle, and listening audience, calling in audience, I see you in the queue tonight. Welcome to another sighting. Exciting. Edition of the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, we talk to two phenomenal women of God. One is a pastor, grandmother, mother, wife, and another is my little sister, none other than author Jennifer Rochelle and pastor and author Lorenda Taylor. We talk to them tonight about their books and how they came about to become authors, and what's in store for them in the future. But first, as always, we get started with the recap of my week. So, as I was telling you guys before, if you've been listening to the last previous shows, I've been having some issues with the job that I recently accepted at the beginning of February. Well, now here it is a month that I've been into the position, and of course you guys know, if you've been listening, all the things that I've been going through at the job, far as the discrimination, the, you know, being talked to any kind of inappropriately, and all the other things of that nature. So as you noticed from the last show, I told you guys I contacted HR. Well, this week, beginning of this week, HR came out, and I found it kind of odd when she came and introduced herself to me over in the area that I'm at, that she finally came out, and she didn't give me a call back prior to that she was supposed to do 2 weeks ago. Supervisor's office. And they got to talking about my productivity level and how low it is and how I'm not performing at standards and all that other good-natured stuff, yada, yada, yada. Thus, thenceforth, they tried to pass me a corrective action write-up. So you know how they like to sit there and look at you when they're giving you that write-up. So what are your thoughts? What are you feeling? I didn't say anything. So when HR clicked the pen and handed it over for me to sign, I looked at her and told her politely, I'm not signing that. She looked at me and said, excuse me. I said, I'm not signing that. I said, is there anything else you ladies need from me so I can go back to my desk and finish my work? Because I'm not signing that. My supervisor made the loudest huff noise and smacked her lips. And the HR lady, she was sitting there shaking too. Because, you know, they don't know what's going on and what's going through our mind. You know, all these things going on, these jobs, people shooting people up. I don't have that mind frame, but, you know, they have that mind frame thinking, oh, this is a black guy. He's, you know, we don't know what he's going to do, blah, blah, blah. So, to my desk, to HR, and I'm like, I don't need to be, you know, squared back to my desk. Oh, I just want to make sure you got there and you got there okay. So, a couple of days go by. Yesterday, I come into work because I got an email from my boss saying how my productivity level was at where it was at. And I asked her, I said, so why is, you know, I'm getting, why am I on a metric system, I should say? Why have you put me on a metric system and I just start this job? Because in the interview process, I asked you about a metric system. And in the email that I sent to HR, the me and you communicated in 2 weeks prior to that, you told me that there wasn't a metric system. But now HR comes over this past early week with a write-up saying there is a metric system. You're telling me about a metric system. So why am I on a metric system? Oh, my supervisor could not answer that question. And I know she was heated because, you know, she doesn't know how to talk to people. So I was really giving it. So I said, you know what? I'm going to make you, man. I'm going to make your Friday. You're going to go home and know about me this weekend. So I was going back and forth with her. And she kept giving me all types of other unrelated answers to the question instead of just answering the question for me. Why am I on a quota and I just started this job? So she wanted to say, well, you know, you've been working on the same report for 4.5 weeks. I wrote back real quick, why am I on a quota and I just started this job? You didn't answer my question, so thank you. So at that point, she must have contacted HR because I received an email from HR 2 minutes later telling me, oh, Mr. Rochelle, you know, calm down. That has nothing to do with your productivity level right now and what you're doing. Just stay focused on your work, a.k.a. shut up. Don't say nothing to her about what you're talking to her about and do your work. No, 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 no. So I had to get her straight as well, too. So my reply to her was, well, how is that not productive when I'm asking her a question about why am I on a quota metric system and I just start this job? And I said, furthermore, you come over here with the write-up this week, but you were supposed to return my call 2 weeks ago. I had to email you back and ask you, were you going to call me when you emailed me and told me you were going to call me, but you come over here with a write-up. So I'm not understanding. How am I on a metric system? She didn't answer back, and my boss didn't say nothing back to me. So I worked for the rest of the day. I listened to my gospel in my headphones because we're allowed to listen to our music at our desk. Call that I did not think that I was going to get. And then tell you how God works. God works for you, not when you want him to move, but he'll move for you when he's ready to move. A call that I have been expecting that I did not think I was going to get that I got came at about 4 o'clock. It was a lady from a place that I interviewed with prior to last Monday for a position I really kind of did want. The HR lady called me and offered me the position at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And I went into the bathroom at where I'm at now, and I told her, yes, I accepted. So she sent me over all the paperwork, needless to say. I'm going to fill that out, and my storm is over in so many words. You guys, I thank you all for, you know, showing me the love, the support pouring out to me. But my storm is over. It's over now. And I really believe, like my mom and other people have said with this situation, I probably was sent to this place of employment to show this lady, my supervisor that I'm with now, that she cannot talk to people any kind of way. She cannot do people any kind of way. Just because you're a supervisor does not give you the authority to talk to other grown individuals like they're nothing. And I really went back and forth with her because everybody else in the department is kind of scared of her. But I was at African-American minority in the group. It's not the only minority in the group, so I'm going to put it out there. I was at African-American male minority in the group to give it to her. So she's definitely always going to remember me. And I'm also going to still write my letter to the president of the company and also give them the review I'm going to give them on Glassdoor because I do not want the next African-American, whether it's a male or a female, to go through what I went through in the last 4 to 6 weeks at this job. Y'all just don't know. I came home stressed. I've come home tired. I've talked to everybody about this. I brought this on the show. That's how much I had to get it off my chest because the environment I'm in, I'm not talked to. I wasn't shown how to do this job. And she knew from day one that this job had a quota to it. And I really truly believe the reason she didn't stress the quota, like she lied and said that there was no way to stress the quota, but I'm on a quota. The reason she did not stress a quota in the interview process was because she needed to get me in there because I was black. And she felt like I would have picked up on the system really, really quickly. And she turned and got into overwhelmed and over whatever you want to call it mode when she found out that it was going to take me not only to learn the system, because I never had no experience in it and she knew that, but also how to process those invoices. I'm in the billing department at this place. Thanking God that this storm in my life is over with, because I didn't know what was going to happen, and I knew they were coming for me, and I was ready for it because I had a paper trail on the way she talks to me, on all the emails that me and her were communicating back and forth that were inappropriate on her end. I had sent that over to HR, and I knew that once I started my paper trail, they were going to start theirs, which is why they came with that first write-up. But I'm just glad that God saw fit that it was time for me to be moved out of that situation. So I've been praying about it. I've been just going to everybody about it. It's just really, really, I came to that company looking for a better opportunity, but I know that God sent me there probably for that, because here it is, I'm getting ready to take on the position that I really wanted. I actually applied for this position I just got a year ago and didn't get it. And it's a blessing that God saw fit for me to interview. The lady called me a week ago. I was able to get off work from the job I'm at now to interview for it. I didn't think that I was going to get it because I was waiting all week, and I'm like, I haven't heard anything. And Friday, sure enough, before I left the job I'm at now, the HR lady comes calling me, offering me the position. So it's just a blessing. God works when he want to work. He don't work when we want him to work, and he may not come when we want him, but he always steps in right on time. So I can never say that God will ever let me down. He's always been there for me. We get doubtful, but I know that if we put our trust and our faith in him, I've known that since I've been a little boy, he will show up and show out and work it out when we need him to. Telling me, keep going, keep moving, and now I'm ready to step into this new chapter of my life at a very better place with, I believe, better management and better training skills. So, moving forward, I told Teresa Brown in that I was going to talk about the Literary Affair. If you guys don't know about the Literary Affair, I attended the first, was no, it wasn't the first annual one. It was the second annual one, I think. I don't know. Teresa probably listening. She's going to kill me because I said it was the first. I believe it's the second annual one. But anyway, last year I went to South Carolina for this book fair, and I really had an awesome, awesome time. And I'm looking forward to coming again and being a featured author because I met new author friends there. It was like a little break away from, you know, work and home. And, I was the only one that went for myself because nobody else would go with me. But I really enjoyed myself. And it's coming up again next weekend because she does it every March. So I told her that I was going to give recognition to it. So if you in the South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina area, check out the Literary Affair. They got a dinner going on that Friday the 13th. From 5:30 to 11, dinner with the author is $30, and you get fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, peach cobbler, ribs, potato salad, apple cobbler, collard greens, rice, dinner rolls, those that are going to be featuring their books on that Saturday prior to that Friday. I had an awesome time at that dinner. It was really good. It was really nice, and it's a good networking event for readers and authors, and also there may be some book clubs there as well, too. And then on that Saturday, of course, they have the annual book festival. So then it is the third one. I went to the second one last year. And they're going to have authors Kim Fields, J. Dot Summers, author Navi that I interviewed last week is going to be there, J.P. Vampire, Johanna B. She's going to be there. It's going to be live podcasts, book clubs, vendors. So it's an awesome event. So if you're in the Greenville, South Carolina, or Charlotte, North Carolina area, in that area, check out the Literary Affair, hosted by Teresa Browning. And more information that you would need, you can get on her Facebook page, Teresa Browning, and or the Literary Affair is also a separate page as well, too. You can get on there and check out the events for next weekend. But it's an awesome, awesome book fair that goes on in North Carolina, South Carolina, the Greenville area. And if you're not doing anything, check them out. They got some awesome authors. I was there last year. Awesome time, awesome experience. And I look forward to coming again. So the Literary Fair is going on next week if you're in that South Carolina, North Carolina area, and it's hosted by Teresa Browning. So check that out. All right. So, as always, this show is sponsored by the New Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're open to 12 a.m. tonight. That address for the Beggars Pizza in Gary is 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. And their phone number is 219-510-695. And Mickey on Stoney, home of the famous jerk fries. They're open till 1 a.m. tonight. Mickey's on Stoney's address, 8126 South Stoney Island in Chicago on the southeast side. And their phone number is 773-902-2800. And Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois, serving sweets, hot food, customized treats, birthday cakes, cookies, cupcakes, They specialize in audits. If you're looking for any event cakes or anything like that, please check out Raise the Bar. They're on Instagram as Raise the Bar. If you got an Instagram page, and they have a lot of awesome dynamic things that they serve. Food, customized drinks. They even do their own Kool-Aid. They got their own Kool-Aid flavor that they serve that you can get there or actually get about a gallon. Raise the Bar, their hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. Again, their number is 708-566-4088, and they're located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. And Pop Culture Gourmet Popcorn, not only serving you butter-flavored popcorn, caramel-flavored popcorn, or cheese-flavored popcorn, they have jerk-flavored popcorn, pizza-flavored popcorn, over 50-plus flavors of popcorn. Pop Culture Popcorn is located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, located in the Phoenix Plaza off Hofstra Street, and their hours of operation are Wednesday through Sunday, 12 p.m. to 6 p.m., and their phone number is 708-825-9105. And Layla Sports Bar and Grill Banquet for your sports watching, happy hour drinking needs, dancing, or bar eating. They're open Monday through Thursday, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., Friday, 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., Saturday, 7 p.m. to 3 a.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Layla Sports Bar and Grill is located at 14908 Chicago Road in Dalton, Illinois, and their phone number is 708-414-1088. All right, so we have come to, of course, that time of the hour for our authors. That we have author Jennifer Rochelle in the queue, and author Reverend Lorinda Taylor is in the queue as well, too. And I'm going to bring them on, and we're going to talk to them. And because I see so many calls in the queue, I'm going to take calls early. So, Saturday Spotlight, let's welcome listening audience and callers in the queue, authors Jennifer Rochelle and Reverend Lorinda Taylor. I'm going to bring Jennifer Rochelle and Jennifer, how are you doing tonight?
I'm blessed. How about you? How are you? I'm blessed.
I'm doing good. I'm glad to hear you blessed. And I'm going to bring in author Lorinda Taylor, who is my aunt. Auntie Lorinda, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, And I'm glad you ladies gave me the opportunity to interview you tonight. I believe you have to get off pretty quickly, Auntie Lorinda, so I'm not going to hold you too long. But I'm glad that you ladies came on. Okay. I'm glad you ladies came on tonight, and we're going to get through this interview really, really quickly. So.
Yeah.
All righty. I'll start with you, Aunt Lorinda. So tell us who you are, a little bit about yourself. You're a woman and to live by books. What inspired you to write those and all that great stuff?
Okay. I'm Lorinda Taylor. I live in Evansville, Indiana. I am an associate minister with the Memorial Baptist Church here. Been an associate minister now for a little over 19 years. I've done some writing in my lifetime, but back in the early 2000s, I was going through some things had a really close friend that was had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, and I was kind of just writing to encourage not just her, but encourage myself. Put the writings, I wrote probably for about a year. At the same time, my husband and I had birthed a ministry called Gap Ministries, and we were doing some radio broadcasts with the local radio station here. From that, the radio station owner had come to me, and he was thinking about putting a slot in where people would have inspiration time every day. So he wanted something that was kind of quick, like if you were getting in your car, maybe you could hear it, and it would inspire you right at that moment at a particular time. So he asked me if I would be willing to do it. So from that birthed my program of 1 minute to live by. I had a minute on the radio every day where I would do an inspirational peace for people. From that, all of my writings were taken and they were placed in a book. And the book is entitled just what the radio program was, 1 Minute to Live By, Daily Inspirational Messages to Soothe the Soul. And that was published back in 2004. People were kind of listening and wondering when I was going to write again. And because I had enough writing in 2000, and I believe it was 13, I published the second part to 1 Minute to Live By. So 1 Minute to Live By, Volume 2. It's an inspirational book that I've been told has touched the lives of many people, not just here in the Indiana area, but also throughout the, I can say throughout the states, it has been read by many. But that's where it evolved from. It evolved from a radio program into a book, and I'm hoping to maybe one day write at least another inspirational book.
Okay, and I will say this, that I did have a chance to read the first 1 Minute to Live By. The second one, I didn't get a chance to go through it thoroughly, but the first one, when you published that one, I did read that one, and it has been a very inspiration to me when I read at the time you came out with that one as well, too. I read that along with my Bible at the time I finished it, and it was like a really good inspirational book. So I will say that it definitely had an inspiration on toll on me as well, too, reading it as well.
Yeah, and the really awesome thing about having published the books is that for about 10 years now, my family across the United States has been having a conference line every Saturday morning for an hour, and that book is utilized in our conference on our conference line as an inspirational part before we get into our scripture reading and our prayer. So I was listening to you earlier about God, about your testimony with your job. Yes, God always comes on time. He knows what we need, when we need it, and how we need it. So he knew even before this book was published that our family was going to be utilizing this book to be inspired every Saturday morning. So I praise and thank God for the opportunity. I praise and thank God for the many people that are even still reading it and being encouraged by it.
Yes, yes. Definitely. And with the call, that is such an inspiration, too, because how long has it been going on, Oscar, that you guys have been doing the call? It's been, what, 3-4 years or so, maybe a little bit longer than that?
Oh, no, it's been 12. It's not 12. It's been about 10 years. It's been about 10 years of doing the call. Another thing is I do a radio program here. It's called Sunday Afternoon Gospel Inspiration Program, and it's about an hour, 2 hours, 2.5 hours long, and I play gospel music. I take prayer requests, but we also have set in that time span. We do a 1 Minute to Live By blog so that I'm able to read from that book to encourage people through the airwaves also. So it's a book that's being used, and I, like I said, I praise and thank God for it.
Yes. And it's, like I said, it's been a very good testimony on my part, too. Like when I first read it a few years back, like I said, I utilized it with the Bible, and it was very inspirational for me. It helped me out at that point as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how long have you been pastoring as well?
How long have I been an associate minister?
Yes, in the ministry, pastoring.
It's ironic because just this past Wednesday, March the 4th, marked my 19th year in the ministry.
Oh, wow.
I've been in the ministry for 19 years as an associate minister. I also served under my husband is a pastor as well, as a minister as well. We kind of ventured out and started our own ministry, so I co-pastored with him for a little bit, but now we are back at our home church, being under the associate ministers there. So it's been about 19 good years.
Yes, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
No problem. And what's future wise for you? What's going on in the future for you?
In the future, I am right now. I'm just trying to listen and be aware of where God is taking me, and what gifts the gifts that He's given me, how to utilize them wherever He takes me. I am I work with young people, helping them to become better readers. Some of the ones that are struggling in school, and I preach. I said preach in engagements. I work at the church. I'm now taking on a position as the Christian Education Director. Well, I will help our ministries. We have quite a few ministries in our church where I'm helping those ministries to grow and to enhance the programs that they have within their ministry. So I just try to be of help to wherever I can, encouraging hospital visits, telephone calls, whatever I can do to show the love of God to people. That's where I want to be for the remaining of my time, and just being available to do whatever He calls me to do or to go wherever He tells me to go. I do, like I said, I would really love, and I'm going to work on maybe doing one more inspirational book. I believe I've got that in me. It's just sometimes you get so busy, you can't. I mean, there's so many things to do that you don't settle down and do it. But there's another book in me, so I see that coming as well as, you know, just further in my ministry, but always inclining my ear to what God is telling me to do.
Hey, awesome. Awesome. Praise the Lord. I like that, definitely. And I must say, hearing you preach over the years, whether it's been a funeral or just hearing you preach on Zirin, it's been very powerful. You show so much emotion, I should say, for the Lord. And it's very powerful when to hear you speak. No problem, definitely. It's very, very powerful when I hear you speak as well.
Well, thank you.
Okay. No problem. All right, so Jenny. Jennifer Rochelle, I want you to jump in here and tell us a little bit about yourself and about your book and your future endeavors before we take some calls before Auntie Glow has to get off, okay?
All right. My name is Jennifer Rochelle. I'm from Harvey, Illinois. I'm a kingdom woman, a child of God. From the World to the Word is basically about my transformation and transition into the kingdom of God. And also what that experience was like is based on true events, and it just tells how God can use anybody and how He can do anything. It talks about betrayal, redemption, love, repentance, really relatable, that people can just listen to and also just take in. And basically what I plan to do for the future as well is, like Auntie Lorinda said, write a more inspirational book and also write a self-help book. So it's going to be like a continuation, basically. Not a part two, but a continuation.
Praise God. Yes, ma'am. And what was your influence?
Can I say this?
Uh-huh.
And I was going to say, can I say that I'm awfully proud of you and both, Jennifer, going into
Thank
the
you,
field
Lord.
Of writing, of being an author. That's awesome. That's awesome, because you've written
Thank
quite
you.
A few books, and Jennifer has just ventured out in writing, and
yes, I have.
She has a lot more in her, so I'm very proud of the both of you.
Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. So, Jennifer, what was your inspiration behind your book? What made you decide that you wanted to write your inspirational book?
What made me want to write it was basically I just always wanted to know, like, what the process was like before I made my transition, before my life had changed. So I wanted to know what was that process like, and God just gave it to me. So I knew when I was going through it in the back of my mind, it was either going to be a playwright or a story. So when He gave it to me as a story, I just went with it, and I started from the beginning, and then I ended up where I am basically now.
Okay. And future wise, you said you're gonna do another inspirational book?
Yes.
Okay. Do you do any other things at your church? As far as do you minister there? What are some of the other things that you are you like active in your ministry?
I definitely am. I'm a part of evangelism. I also do the live for my pastor Edwin Harris. So I'm very active in the church as well.
Okay. And then I also heard that you wanted to give away two books tonight to someone that doesn't have a copy.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Well, I've got quite a few calls in the queue for you ladies. So I'm going to take some of these calls. I ask that when I take these calls, the listening people in the queue, that you keep it to 2 minutes because we only got 30 minutes and the show's running at 29 minutes now and it'll cut off. So I'm asking if I click on your number and you talk, just keep it to a 2 minute. I give 3 minute, 2 minute bare minimum for Ms. Lorinda Taylor and Ms. Jennifer Rochelle. So I'm going to start at the top with, we got 708 and 0814 is the last four numbers. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with Lorinda Taylor and Jennifer Rochelle, authors, and me, myself. Go ahead and speak.
Hello. This is Yvonne to Jennifer and sister to Lorinda Taylor. Proud of them. And I want them both to continue on praising God and doing God's work.
Thank you. I see you, Yvonne.
Okay.
All right. I see a 708-8515 is the last four. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with authors Lorinda Taylor and Jennifer Rochelle. Go ahead and speak.
Hi, this is Linda.
Hey, Linda.
How are you?
Good.
I enjoyed both of y'all books. I got Jennifer's. I read it. It was very good, Jennifer.
All right. Oh, thank you.
And you know I have both of your books, Reverend Lorinda. We use them faithfully. And in fact, your second book, I had quite a few people. I gave to my daughter, people at my job when I was working. So it's really been a good inspiration.
Praise God.
You keep on doing what y'all both are doing. I really enjoy both of you.
All right. Thank you.
May God bless you in every endeavor.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we have 773, and the last four is 5198. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with authors Lorinda Taylor and Jennifer Rochelle. Go ahead and speak.
Hello. This is Johnny Gardner, your cousin.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm good. Right now I've got a real bad headache, but I'm good. I'm still good. I'm
good.
I didn't know how the program was going to be. I just came on. I just woke up, so I wanted to get on and see what it was about. But congratulations to both of you.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
All of
thank
you.
Thank you for listening.
Okay.
All righty. And I see one more call. I can't recognize the number, but I'm going to bring them in because I think I kind of got an idea of who this is. You're on the Saturday Spotlight with authors Lorinda Taylor and Jennifer Rochelle. Go ahead and speak.
Would that be me, Jeffrey? Hello. This is Jennifer's mom and Lorinda's sister and Jeffrey's mother. I guess you can't see my
hello.
I guess it's a private call. But anyway, I wanted to give my congratulations to both of you guys, outstanding women of God.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Keep on letting God lead you, and you will get somewhere safely where you need to be. I have preached that word to Jeffrey respondingly for the last 6 weeks. He has to stand on his foundation, and that is the foundation of God, and he will keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm. Yes, he will.
So keep up the good
thank
work.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you too.
All right. So we had another couple of callers, but I guess I must have scared them off when I said I was going to bring them into the queue to talk to you ladies. So they left. But awesome.
That happens all the time.
Yeah,
that happens even when I do my radio program. People don't, even though you can't see them, they still don't want to be on the radio. And they get very about it. And I always tell them, no one can see you. You just have to be yourself and just talk. But people, they don't like to do that.
Yeah, I get that sometimes too, honestly, Linda, on the, I'll have people in like now. And there was a bunch of people in the queue, and then it's like I see 3-4 people click that. It's like, wow, you didn't want to talk. Oh, wow. Okay, well. Yeah, and that's understandable. That's quite understandable. That's understandable. Well, I definitely have enjoyed.
You've had quite a few books. Let me ask you a question, Jeffrey.
You've had quite a few books out.
How many books do you have out, 4 or 5?
I've written 4 books, and I'm coming out with 2 before the end of this year. I'm still kind of working on my 5th one. It should have been out. My editor has kind of been on me about it because she's ready to edit it, and I have been with the transition of my jobs and school and getting my medical building code cert. It's kind of put me behind, but my 5th one, I'm tentatively trying to finish that by August at the latest, July.
That's good. I've had a lot of people lately that have been asking me how to publish a book, and I do know a lady here that publishes, but I also give them the advice that they can self-publish. You can go online and you can get the self-publishing material and publish your own book. And what do you suggest? Do you suggest they self-publish or get them a publisher?
The reason that I believe that I push for self-publishing too, Auntie Lorinda, is because you control everything that's going on. You don't have anyone telling you how things should go. You don't have anyone dictating to you how you want your work to be. It's your style of writing, the way you want to write. It's also your money, your finances, that you're keeping a large percentage of it because you are putting out a large percentage of it when you're getting self-published, but you're reaping the benefits of when you're at book signings and when you're doing selling books online, and as far as directing people to you, more or less than going to Amazon or Goodreads, they're, you know, giving the money to you because Amazon only gives you a certain percentage, you know,
right.
But when they're getting it from you, you get a big percentage. So that's why I kind of push for the self-publishing because you control everything. I used to want to be under a publisher, but when I saw the benefits of self-publishing, that's what made me say I go all the way with self-publishing.
Yeah. Well, I did for both of mine. I had publishers. In fact, the very first volume that I wrote, I never even thought I would have a book. And what happened was my husband went to a conference. It was a minister's conference, and he kind of took the material and he told the guy that that was what I had written. Never did I know he was talking to a guy who owned a big publishing company in Atlanta, Georgia. Well, when he got back about a couple of days later, the minister called and he said, "I got your book." He said, "I want to publish your book." And I thought, I was shocked. I thought, "What?" He said, "I want to publish your book, or if you don't want to publish it, I want to buy the rights to the book and I'll publish it myself." And he said, "But I'm going to give you some advice. If I were you, I wouldn't let anybody buy the rights. I would want my book published myself." So he published it, and they did an awesome job. The second publisher, they did a good job. I was a little bit more pleased with the first publisher. But I've never thought about self-publishing because I like the fact that you can have somebody to – I'm not always, free enough that I can go through and I can read and edit it the way I should. So that's why I stick with just doing the publishers. But money-wise, I think self-publishing is probably a little cheaper.
Yeah, that it is.
And you said, you kind of handle
But still, even with a publisher, what I found, I still handled a lot of it myself. I work editor, work with the publisher. It took time for the first one. It took probably about a year. The second one, probably half of that. But it's good. If anybody has thoughts and ideas and they want to become a publisher, I'd say venture out into it. It's good. We all have a story to tell. We all have a story to tell.
Yes. And that is kind of why I took Jennifer under my wings for my publishing company. She's like the first person to be under mine, you know, because this is her first book. But I wanted to get – that's kind of what I wanted to do, too, honestly, Linda, once I started writing books. You know, have other people under my belt that I publish, you know, and helping them to write their stories and get them out there.
Okay. And that's good because the book that – Jennifer wrote will be an inspiration to not just young women, but women all over the world. They'll find themselves in there somewhere, and they'll get some encouragement and help out of it. I like the fact, Jennifer, that you said that the second one is going to be a self-help. In the world that we live in, there's so many struggles and so many different things that are going on that self-help somebody who has gone through and has come through, you know, that God has brought through. Those are always good books to read. Let the Lord use you and do what He is asking you to do, and just put it out there. Put it out there. Because if he begins it, I like what Philippians 1:6 says, He who has begun a good work in me, plead it until the day of Jesus Christ. If he starts it, He's a finisher as well. So he's never going to ever start anything that he doesn't finish. And what he has in you, he already knows he has it in you for a purpose. So continue to do what he's called you to do, as well as you too, Jeff, across the radio waves, writing, going to those literary affairs in the different states. Just be encouraged. Be encouraged. Never let anybody discourage you from doing what God has called you to do.
Thank you. Thank you. I receive that. Thank you. Okay. So if the listening audience wants to purchase you ladies' book, Auntie Lorinda, can you go first? Let them know where they can find you on Facebook and where they can purchase your books at. And then Jennifer, you can go after her.
Right now, most people are purchasing them at Amazon.com. It's 1 minute to live by, daily inspirational messages to soothe the soul by Reverend Lorinda Taylor. And then it's 1 minute to live by, daily inspirational messages to soothe the soul, volume 2 by Reverend Lorinda Taylor. So now I keep some, but most people now go to Amazon and they purchase them from there.
Okay.
And for me as well, I would say Amazon. I really encourage people to use smile.amazon.com to support St. Mark Missionary Baptist Church. You can also purchase it through there. It's From the World to the Word. Jennifer Rochelle on Facebook, Leandra87 on Instagram, or I, Leandra, on Twitter. It's how you can contact me.
Okay. Awesome. Great. Great.
Okay. So that means a part of your book a part of your proceeds for your book goes to your church, Jennifer?
Yeah.
That's good. Praise God. That's good.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I must say, I thank both of you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I was going to say, remember to utilize those as people may hear you right now on this broadcast, and they might decide to, well, and God may decide to elevate you to come out and speak, and you can always use those to take with you, and, you know, people will purchase them from you there in your speaking engagements also.
Yes, that's one of the things that I was telling Jennifer Auntie Lorinda, is that, you know, of course, she does have that box, but just to start doing, like, speaking engagements and, you know, doing book events and just trying to get the word out there on, you know, as you're, you know, you're a self-published author now. You know, you can't really sit back and wait for people to buy your book. You got to get out there and let people know, hey, I have a book, talk to people, network. That's one of the things that's been an inspiration for me when it comes to my book sales and things like that, is that I've gotten out there, I've networked with other authors and other event coordinators for book events and things like that. And that's why I'm always at a different event or checking out an event to decide that I want to go. But I like the fact that I can network with people that like my work, and I you know, get, that's how I get my book out there per se. So.
Mm-hmm. And I know, what kind of time do you have? Because I thought maybe if I could, I could just read an excerpt from one of my inspirations, if you let me.
Yeah, go ahead. We got a few minutes.
Okay, because we have so much going on in the world, I just want to read, He's in Control. Do you not know that we have all that we need in God? In Him we have a full and complete life. God is the head of everything, and everything that we need to live a full and complete life can be found in Him. That is why we let Him have control of our lives. After all, our lives belong to Him anyway. Acts 17:28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being. If it were not for God, we'd have no life, neither full nor complete. God is known in His creation, and He is in control of everything. Since God is sovereign, in control, and close to us, wouldn't it make sense for us to let Him rule our lives? When we allow God to rule over our lives, life for us becomes less complicated. So in everything we do, let God lead and rule in our homes, in our communities, on our jobs, in good times and bad. Let God be the leader so that we may be able to live a full, complete, and joyous life. He's in control."
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. One final thought from you ladies before you guys sign off.
I just want to say thank you for allowing me to be on the program. I pray that your listening audience receives something today. I think we all have a story to tell, and just get that story out there so that someone will be encouraged. It may not be a book. It may not be, anything that is ever published, but it may just be a poem that you'd like to share with someone to encourage them in the world that we're living in today. And I encourage you, Jennifer, as well as you, Jeffrey, to keep on writing, keep on doing what God has called you to do. And again, thank you for allowing me to be on the program.
No problem, Auntie Lorinda. And when you get that other book out, that third one, I'm definitely going to get you back on again. If Lord say so, and I'm still doing this, I definitely want to get you back on again once that other book is out and rolling.
I sure will. I'll be happy to do it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
And likewise, I would like to thank everybody as well for the encouragement, the encouraging words. I would like to thank my St. Mark family, Pastor Ed and Lady Beverly Harris. I would just like to thank all those that had a part to do with the book, all those that took a look at the book, and all those that will read in the future. Let it bless you, let it encourage you, and let it touch you. And thank you for having me on the show as well, Jeffrey. And thank you, Auntie Lorinda, for your encouragement throughout the years as well.
You're very welcome.
All right. And again, like I said, thank you, ladies, for coming on and sharing this opportunity. I get so many listeners that are, you know, it was one of the ladies that I interviewed that said, you know, what you put out is what someone may be taking in. You never know what someone's going through, or you never know what someone may be dealing with. And even in my situation of what I've dealt with at the job that I just recently took on, that I'm, of course, being elevated from God from. Thank you, Jesus. But you never know what someone is going through, and that's why I wanted to do this inspirational show with the both of you on. As I stated, Auntie Lorinda, over the years watching you preach and, you know, writing Woman to Live by both of those books, you have been a very positive influence as a Christian in the family, from you and Uncle Wayne's prayers to, you know, preaching you guys have done, to watching you preach, to molding so much for the family, and then doing the, you know, family call that you guys are on every Saturday. That is a very good inspiration and a big help. I don't know if any, and even what you mentioned, that I thought about it, I said to myself, I wonder if anybody realizes that it's just not a call, but it's family,
yeah,
fellowshipping, talking about the Lord, and, you know, getting,
mm-hmm,
off their, you know, what they've been through the week in prayer. And I thought about that to myself. I said, I never examined to think about it as it just being just a call, but it's more than a call. It's a fellowship of love in the Lord with family. And just to, you know, when I don't get on all the time, but to hear you guys doing that, it's such a big inspiration every weekend. And like I said, I just want to thank you so much for being that, you know, replica in the family for, you know, you, Uncle Wayne, and the preaching of the gospel, and over the years of coming up in the church myself, and, you know, just watching you guys, it's been a really big inspiration and help, and just to keep on that fire for the Lord like you got going. And it's just so much I can say, but like I said, I appreciate it so much, and I thank you, and I love you for that.
I love you too, and thank you for those words. It's a ministry. And I was always taught that ministry begins at home. If I can't minister first to the people that I love, that are in my immediate environment, then how can I go out and minister to those out in the world? So it's a ministry. That makes it larger than that fellowship and family. It's a ministry because we all need ministering to. So it's a ministry. And even as we minister to them every Saturday, we're being ministered to as well, because I've seen the growth, and that's what's so awesome about it, the growth of everybody that's on our family conference, those that never would have said anything about the Lord, those that never would have prayed, those who never would have even tried to read God's word. We serve such an awesome God, and I think every now and then it behooves any of us to sit back and to realize and to just think and to just thank and to just praise and to just worship this awesome God that we serve, because if it hadn't been for him and his timing and his purpose and all of this, some would still probably not be knowing the Lord like they do today. But I can honestly say that I believe that everyone on that line, from the youngest to the oldest, they're saved and they know the Lord. And a lot of it had come about by just those conference calls. So I'm appreciative to all of them that are on, and what I encourage the younger ones to do is to go on and start their younger line and, you know, carry this thing full throttle so that, you know, everybody will be able to benefit from this. So, and I thank you again, Jeff. I honestly do thank you, and thank you for those kind words. I love you. I watch you, and you're moving in the direction, your love for God and for people. Just keep it. Jennifer, the same goes for you. You're the younger generation, and people, you got somebody watching you just like people are watching me, but you guys are younger, and you got a word to tell, so tell that word, okay?
Thank you, Auntie Linda. Appreciate that.
Thank you,
Auntie.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay, Jennifer, any last final words before the show ends?
I would like to thank JB, Navi, and Dominique. Those are the ones that basically had the most to do with the project, so I would like to shout them out as well. And also Audrey Smiles, I know she's probably listening, so I want to shout her out. And just, like I said, thank everybody for the encouragement, the love, and thank all those that read the Kingdom Woman post on Facebook and on social media. I really appreciate it. And I love you all.
Keep
all
those
right.
posts coming, Jennifer.
Definitely will.
All right, ladies. Well, thank you again for coming on. Thank you for sharing your words of encouragement. Thank you for telling us about your work, where people can catch you, who would check you ladies out, I should say. And also, don't forget to turn those clocks back tonight. Time goes. We lose an hour. We lose an hour.
Yes,
we do.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And I will talk with you ladies soon.
Okay.
All right.
God bless.
All right. All right. So there you guys have it. Tonight we had authors Lorinda Taylor, She's from Evansville, Indiana. My aunt, like I said, she's a mother, grandmother. She has written two books, One Minute to Live By. You can check her out. She has a Facebook page, Lorinda Taylor. That's LORINDATAYLOR. She's a pastor in Evansville, Indiana, evangelist. And she, her books are on Amazon, One Minute to Live By, 1 and 2. Check her out. And then also Jennifer Rochelle, who's my little sister, who is published under my publishing company, Worldwatch Publishing. She just wrote her first book, From the World to the Word. You can check her out. She's on Facebook at Jennifer Rochelle. She's also on Amazon, and I believe she's on Instagram too. But you can purchase her books from her as well too. She wanted to give out two tonight, but I'll tell her what. Author Teresa Browning, her favorite person, is taking books for the literary affair. I'm going to send Teresa one of mine, and Jennifer, you can throw one of yours in there for Teresa if you're still listening too. Sign it, and we'll give it to a lucky reader from that. Next week, everyone, I will not be on, unfortunately. We will recap on March the 21st. Next week, before we take a break, but March the 21st, we recap, and unfortunately, the 28th is the last episode for a few months. As you guys know, I have to finish this fifth book, and I have a lot of other self things that I need to take care of as well. So we will recap on the 21st. Next week, the 14th, we'll be off. I will talk to you guys then. And as always, have a good week. Have a good rest of your weekend. Don't forget to turn those clocks up. We lose an hour. It is almost my favorite time of the year where it gets warm. When we lose that hour, I know we're getting ready to get warm, and it's always, and then it starts to get lighter later. And I like that, too. It's not getting lighter earlier, getting lighter later. But as always, what you do for Christ is the only thing that will last and matter. Have a good week. Have a blessed week. Stay prayed up with all that's going on. Don't you worry about a thing. God is going to take care of everything if you let him. And I will see you on the 21st on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.
Preview.